Another former high school athlete here in Madison, Wisconsin, I was able to call some of his games for back in the day. It is time now for Throwback Thursday, and we're going to have Darice Fountain on the air. Darice, how are you doing today?
What's up, man? I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. So you, I understand, are kind of busy. Do you want to share what's going on in your life that got you pretty busy the last couple of weeks here?
Oh, man, just moving. Yeah. You know, this past year was, you know, I'm a free agent right now, so this past year was my last year with the Colts. So I'm actually moving out to Dallas, Texas, man, so I can just start my training process, man, just get after it, you know, just get ready for the next season next year.
That's fantastic. And I kind of want to start working, you know, backwards a little bit here. And, you know, you're a Madison Memorial grad. You were a standout there. What was it like, the dual sport, and what was kind of your favorite sport when you were playing at Madison Memorial?
Oh, man. Obviously, it was football, but to be honest, I can't even say that because I was in love with track, man. It was amazing, though.
Pretty amazing.
You know, I wouldn't switch it for the world, man. Just being able to, you know, just compete and just build relationships throughout all the three sports that I played while at my time at Memorial, man, it was absolutely a blast, man. You know, I still got a list of lifetime friends that I've made, you know, just from meeting throughout playing those sports, man. So it was definitely a blessing, man. It was really fun.
What was your most fond memory of playing high school sports, whichever, you know, whether it's track, basketball, or football? What was your most fond memory doing that?
Man, I got to say probably just breaking the state record my senior year for the 110 hurdles, man. I got to say that was definitely one of my funnest memories. But not even that, man, just the whole Myrtle Beach experience when we had that basketball tournament out there, man, that was really fun. That's something I'd never forget, man. It was just, like I said, it was just an amazing moment, man. Like, you know, a lot of you looking back on it, it seemed like it was just yesterday. But, you know, talking to my guys now, you know, that's professional athletes and stuff. Now, a lot of people, they didn't have moments like that. Like, you know, that a lot of guys were one sport athletes, you know, growing up, or some, you know, dual sport athletes. But, man, it was just like, I don't know, just to have all these different memories from track, football, and basketball, man, it's a lot. It's a lot of moments I can literally bring up. But, man, I got to say those two are the real ones that really stood out.
Well, those are great choices. And, look, I think obviously everyone, you know, knows you had the good college career and into the NFL. You were a draft pick too. But you kind of mentioned it there. You're pretty amazing at track. You're a pretty amazing track and field athlete. Is that one of the reasons? Because I believe, did you do a little bit of that in Northern Iowa? Or how did you end up there?
Yeah. So going to Northern Iowa, I ran track. I also played football. And it was fun, man. You know, I made it to the first round of nationals twice throughout my career in track. Obviously, in Northern Iowa for football, man, my senior year, I had a real big breakout year and end up, you know, making a freaking, I think, 14 or 30. I don't even know what it is. But I made All-American honors.
Yep.
It was really fun, man. It was just really fun just to see that, just, you know, other guys, man, just meeting other guys and seeing a different level of competition, man. And just even in track, too, because, you know, football at Northern Iowa is D1 AA, but for track, it's like legit D1, D1. So just being able to just travel all across the country and just race against these top athletes, man, it was amazing. Like, it was just a great experience that I'm glad I got the experience.
No, I feel like I got to ask this question because a lot of us fans here in Madison, you see you play high school sports, just a wee as another kid, and you didn't end up with the Badgers. You don't have to, like, go deep into it, but how did that not happen? Both of you guys proved that you're more than capable of playing high-level football, but neither one of you got that Badgers invite.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. He's brought up Jester because we're actually training together in Dallas this offseason. I was just talking to him before I got on the phone with you guys. But, yeah, man, we don't know. Yeah, a lot of people ask me that, you know, throughout college, throughout the league, like, how didn't you freaking make it to, you know, UW? And we just like, man, we really don't know. I'll never forget, what was his name, Coach Anderson.
Yeah.
After the Sun Prairie game my senior year, he came up to me because I had a visit later that day, and he was just like, man, like, I noticed you, like, you know, back, I know we always told you that we was interested in you, but I'm looking in your eye and telling you that we are very interested in you. And after that, I'm not going to lie, I thought I was going to get offered. I'm like, oh, man, it's a wrap. I'm about to become, you know, UW Badger, hometown guy, playing for his hometown. It's, it's a perfect story. But, man, everything fell through. Obviously, it was a coaching change and stuff like that, and man, I just never got that offer. Like, I still got guys that, you know, play with JT this year. He asked me, like, man, how did you end, not end up at Wisconsin? I'm like, bro, that's literally I don't know. That's literally a story that I cannot figure out, man. Like, I literally have asked myself plenty of times. Like, well, I wonder why my own hometown team didn't want me. But, I mean, it's all love still. You know, when I come back home, I meet up with some of the strength and positioning coaches that's out there right now, and sometimes they let me use a facility, you know, depending on how it is. I mean, with this COVID stuff, you know, it's a little hard right now. But, no, man, still all love, man. You know, they got a great program. Wisconsin always still going to be home. But, yeah, man, that's a question I'm still asking myself to this day.
It still worked out pretty well for you. You had an amazing, as you kind of touched on, senior year. Got invited to the East-West Shrine Game. I think you won offensive MVP there, too. So that got you drafted.
Yeah.
So in the fifth round, that's something there by a team like the Colts. So, kind of, I mean, take us through those 12 months of having that great senior year, then the East-West Shrine Bowl and getting drafted. I mean, what was, kind of give us a timeline of how you were feeling during all that? That had to be pretty great.
Yeah, man, it was kind of crazy, to be honest, because when I got my East-West Shrine invite, I was literally the last person to get invited. And I think it was because a dude I ended up playing with on the Colts a few years later, because he didn't accept the invite, which was crazy. No, I was, you know, I was the last guy in, and I will never forget this, man, because Jester, he was invited too. I remember just telling myself, like, you know, like, I got to obviously prove these scouts that I belong with this. And I will never forget the first day when we all checked in and everything, they put us in this room. And in this room, we were, it was a room where the prospects were talking to scouts and stuff, and basically, like, they were just getting to know us and basically just getting down, like, you know, our contact information, just introducing ourselves for the first time. I will never forget, and to this day, literally, I stayed in the room until like 11 p.m., and I literally saw scouts come pick everybody to talk to, everybody around me to come talk to except for me. And I will never forget when I say that put so much fuel in me to show out that week. Jester, he was trying to calm me down, like, man, it's all right, man. It don't matter about this now. Like, it's just about how you finish. And I just never forgot. Like, it made me sad. Obviously, I was hurt because I'm like, wow, like, these scouts are really just looking past me. Like, they don't know who I am. Like, I felt like I didn't belong. Man, I literally used that field to go into those next few practices, and I forgot. Like, I never forget, man, the first practice, I played really well, but I did not catch a ball. And I was literally like, and it wasn't because like I was dropping balls, but it was like, you know, the quarterback missed me or it was just a bad throw, tip, whatever it may be. And I'll never forget, like, man, like, because I was getting open. Like, I was getting open the first day and I was just like, man, it's frustrating. Like, I ain't never going to get these scouts' attention, you know, if I keep practicing this way. Man, my social media blew up after that first day. And it was like, it was just different reporters from all over that I never even, like, heard of and met in my life. They were like, man, like, found number 10 from Northern Iowa really stood out today. Even although he didn't catch a ball, he was, you know, open, creating so much separation. Man, that next day, it was like a dream come true. I don't think I dropped any pass the next day. Like, literally, I was just making play after play after play. I was shining in 1-on-1s and stuff like that, and then doing really well in the team drills, man. And literally, after that first day when no scout wanted to talk to me, man, I couldn't literally go to my room without a scout trying to snatch me and talk to me. Like, it was kind of funny, man. Like, because we'll be up until late at night, and we had early morning practices where we'd wake up at, like, you know, 6 a.m., get ready for the day stuff. So, man, I remember it being like 12 in the morning, and I try to sneak to my room, and then I get a random phone call from some area code I don't even know. It'd be Chargers, or it'd be Colts, or it'd be somebody, you know, just a scout from a different team just trying to get in contact with me and just talk to me. And I was like, man, but. Yeah, man, you know, that just all, it was just a big domino effect to the game, man. I'll never forget, like, you know, coming from a small school like Northern Iowa, we aren't used to, like, the big media and stuff like that, having ESPN or NFL Network, you know, like, record our games or air our games. And it was just crazy, man. I never forget getting off the bus, getting ready, just got my headphones on. I had the big old camera in my face. They was watching me go in and, you know, just following me, man, and everything. And it was just, man, it was just a blessing, man. That was a real surreal feeling. And then the game, I just did what I had to do in the game, man. I made a few plays here and there. I had a couple of splash plays. And, man, it was just amazing. Like I said, I remember a scout telling me, man, you went – from being like projected a free agent to a camp, mini camp invite. So, oh, this guy's definitely getting drafted. And I was just like, man, like, it was just, I was just smiling. Think about it now, because I was like, I would never thought, man, coming out of my senior year, like, even though I had a great senior year, they literally told me, like, yeah, man, it's a strong possibility that you'll just be a minicamp invite. Like, nothing else. And I was just like, you know, all I need is opportunity. But after that, man, after that whole week of just preparation, it was just a blessing. Like, it was just a blessing, man. I was just so happy, man.
Well, I do want to – what was that call like when you got that call that you're getting picked from the Colts?
Oh, man, it was – I still didn't believe it. Like, to this day, like, I still don't believe it, man, because I remember we were all just sitting there, one of my good friends, Brandon Tillman, my old high school quarterback, his house.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like – because I was projected from either third to, you know, late round. So we were just relaxing. I remember just sitting there. Like, it was the second or whatever, the last day of draft. And – my phone just went off. And I remember, like, I didn't know what the Indianapolis area code was then, but I got that 319 area code, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is happening. No guy on the phone, man. It was Ballard, Chris Ballard, man. Yeah. He's talking to me, like, hey, man, we really liked you. Who it is? We want to make you a coach. And I remember just being just overwhelmed with emotions, because I was just like, man, there's no way some kid from little old Madison, Wisconsin, literally just got drafted in the 2018 draft. Like, there's no way. Like, you know, you hear all these greats and people that get drafted, you know, they are from typical of Florida, you know, Texas, California, you know who it is. But you never hear about, you know, even though it is, you know, it is the guys that's from Wisconsin, but it's not common. You never hear about, like, oh, you know, oh, this dude just got drafted from Wisconsin. Yeah. But, man, it was just like, I was just, like I said, man, it was just like a surreal feeling. It was just like, wow, like, I couldn't believe this was happening.
Well, the last real question I'll ask you about is, I would imagine that maybe you play Madden. Was it cool to see yourself, like, actually in Madden, not having to create yourself? You're just there?
Yeah, man. It was crazy. Like, because I went to the rookie premiere. Yeah. I went to the rookie premiere, and just we had to do all the, like, the face scans and stuff for Madden, man. And that was a surreal moment for me, too, man. Like, I just could not believe it. And it was just like, I was just like, wow. Like, that's why I kept saying, I was just like, wow. Like, you know, just to see my name in Madden, and then they had the, you know, the same swag that I had from Northern Iowa just in there, and just to see, I was just like, man, I just couldn't believe it. Like, everybody couldn't too, man. It was just a great feeling, to be honest.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for the time. Keep on chasing your dream, and we'll keep on cheering you here from Madison.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. This is The Jump Around. That was Throwback Thursday with Therese Fountain. That'll be available wherever you listen to podcasts. This is The Jump Around, 100.5 ESPN, ESPN app, and Wisconsin on Demand.